Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Nearly a figment of our imaginations.
Could be hallucination.
Collectively.
Your solipsis. You never know.
A combination.
Is this the real life? Or is this just fantasy?
Caught in a landslide? No escape from reality?
Yep.
Okay. Huh? Easy come, easy go.
Little high, little low. Anyway, the wind blows. Doesn't really matter to me.
To me?
To me. It is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what the heck you're listening to. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you could call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number 603-283-6160, a.k.a. the Domestic Terrorist Hotline.
Ooh.
603-283-6160, if you'd like to join in tonight's program.
Does that mean if you call, you're a domestic terrorist? Like the suicide hotline, you have to be a domestic terrorist to call
well,
in?
Well, I think that since the feds have sort of, not really come out and said it, but they've targeted, several people in the freedom community here, specifically this radio studio and the like, it's safe to say that they consider us domestic terrorists.
Didn't they come out with a list and libertarians were
yeah,
on the list?
Yeah, a bunch of those people were on it and, that kind of a thing. So
you're on the list.
Listen to a speech by Ron Paul. You're on the list.
Yeah, basically, did you click on anything with the word libertarian in it ever in your life? Oh, congratulations. You probably have an FBI file classifying you as a domestic terrorist. This, of course, implies that there are feral terrorists running around as well. So we're just the domesticated ones.
The feral ones are imported.
Are they?
Generally.
Okay. I thought the feral ones would have to be like nature-born and all that kind of thing.
Well, you can import natural things.
Yeah, okay. I guess so. Isn't that unnatural to import them?
It would put nature in an unnatural environment.
Right. Okay.
Therefore, they'd be terrorists.
Oh, I see.
Otherwise, it'd be members of the government.
I knew a girl named Tara. She had wrists.
Okay.
So, Tara wrists. There's that.
Okay.
Captain's Log, Stardate 03032024. In the studio.
Where are we?
In the studio tonight. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Nope. Gotta start over. The authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. And joining me,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Can't believe I had to start over. Wow.
You stumbled through the first one.
We'll fix that in post.
No, we won't.
It's a live show. We don't do that here.
We don't fix anything in post.
No.
We just let F-bombs go out on other people's podcasts. Screw it.
Yeah, I've been replacing the F-bomb with FCC here on the show.
Okay.
So if you want to know what the FCC I'm talking about, that's what the FCC I'm talking about. You can do it also within the words, so like Mother FCC-er.
Okay.
Right? Man, that sounds FCC'd up, right?
Yeah.
So like, it's pretty versatile that way.
It works, yeah.
But it's because the normal word is versatile in that way.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
But it's that the replacement is also as versatile
as
the word, makes it sing for me.
All right.
Did we cover the business, the routine? Okay,
yep.
Yeah, we got all that.
You did the start egg, gave out the phone number.
All right. Man vasectomized by mistake.
What?
That's our lead story for tonight from RT of all places. The medical mix-up is irreversible, doctors reportedly told Jorge Bates.
What? Irreversible? I thought you could get those things reversed.
Up to 10 years.
There are, I believe, two techniques. One is reversible, the other is permanent. Or, if I'm wrong about that, then they just totally screwed up and they're like, yeah, normally it would be, but,
But we've got them in a jar over here now, and there's no coming back from that.
An Argentinian man woke up in a hospital bed last week to discover that he had been given a vasectomy by mistake.
It's all Javier Milei's fault.
It's Bitcoin, damn it. It's Bitcoin's fault. The victim told...
This is what happens when you deregulate the medical industry.
No, because there are far worse stories about, like, the VA, for example.
Oh, my gosh,
like,
yeah.
Leaving a scalpel inside of a patient and then, telling him he's fine when he complained about it and came in for a follow-up checkup. And then finally they took x-rays and, like, oh, crap, we better open him up and get that frickin' scalpel out of there.
Yeah, and that's not even a bad one either. That's just,
that's
pretty run-of-the-mill.
Run-of-the-mill VA stuff, yeah. At any rate, the victim told local media that he arrived at the hospital for a routine gallbladder removal.
That's not even close.
What's a gallbladder?
It filters oils, and it helps you process oils and stuff.
Okay. So.
It's one of those organs that people will say you don't need, but you really do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good enough.
So, but yeah, it can act up and can get gallstones and stuff like that.
Right.
Typically, that'll happen in people with poor diet. So, if they're eating very high fatty, high sugary stuff.
Okay. All right.
So Americans.
Yeah. So Americans. Okay. Yeah. Right. So that's why they're calling it. Oh, it's a routine.
Because it's common.
It's not supposed to be routine. It's not actually routine, but.
Well, this is
common.
Also Argentina,
okay.
So.
All right. Well, the unexpected surgery left this man unable to father the third child that he wanted. So apparently he had two children already. Was hoping to have a third, but nope, not anymore.
Poor guy. I know the feeling.
A 41-year-old Jorge Bass arrived at the Florencio Diaz Hospital in Cordoba last Tuesday for the gallbladder procedure. But the operation was delayed until the following day. When he regained consciousness, he was told by a nurse that surgeons had assumed he was in for a vasectomy.
How do you assume that?
Yeah, why would you?
Isn't it on the chart?
That?
As the hospital never carries out gallbladder operations on Wednesdays.
Oh.
Wait, okay, this is really stupid.
I'm just going to read this sentence again.
Worse than I thought it was.
He was told by a nurse that surgeons had assumed he was in for a vasectomy, as the hospital never carries out gallbladder operations on Wednesdays.
It's like grade school lunch menu. Like Tuesday's vasectomy day.
Right, yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday's gallbladder day.
Yeah, Thursday's meatloaf.
Yeah.
Right?
So
Friday's pizza.
You're on Wednesday, but the gallbladder day was yesterday, so we just assume you wanted the vasectomy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, don't look at a chart or what the doctor or what the whoever.
This chart must be wrong. It's Wednesday.
Yeah,
gallbladder. Let's not double check it. Let's just go with what we do on Wednesdays. How much into your routine do you have to be to pull that off?
Oh, man.
Is it a different surgeon?
Also,
I don't know how to do the gallbladder. I'll just do the vasectomy.
Those are two very different operations.
Oh, yes.
So,
you would think the prep alone would be just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so a vasectomy is... That's like a day procedure. I guess gallbladder might be as well, but for one, you go under, complete anesthesia, asleep.
Drugs.
Yeah.
And then for one, I think you're awake when you get a vasectomy.
Well, he was knocked out because he woke up.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, there's a lot of things wrong here.
Well, they don't give you a lot of time once they put you under, though. They're count down from 10 and you get to 8.
I think there'd be some
out.
Sort of prep. Because I know in the U.S., it's standard practice that they're like, okay, you have to tell the surgeon, what are we doing today? Oh, we're doing that. You know what I mean? Like, they have to.
Maybe he told them that on Tuesday, and then they made him wait a day.
Where is the gallbladder practice? Lower abdomen somewhere? Right side, left side,
I should know that, but no, I forget.
Is poor, so.
Not anywhere near the taint.
What I'm getting at is
it's in the abdominal cavity, and that is an external organ.
I would assume that the prep you have to do to the body is different for the vasectomy than it is for the gallbladder.
Oh, absolutely.
Like the area that you shave and where the incision needs to get made and all that kind of stuff should be.
So you think he would have been why are you shaving my abdomen? Or whatever, why are you...
why aren't you shaving my abdomen?
Yes.
It was just a courtesy shave.
Now, it could be that the man goes, you know, clean shaven down yonder, and okay. So, like, they didn't have to do any prep. That's possible, I guess.
That's his fault, then, because they go like, well, he's shaved down there. It yeah. must be vasectomy day.
Yeah.
He should have had a sticker on his lower abdomen that says, don't do the vasectomy, do the gallbladder.
Well, they didn't look at the abdomen. He'd have to put that on, you know.
So he says, I feel so angry and helpless because there is no going back from what they did, Bass told Argentina's El Doce TV earlier this week. Endless questions go through your head. I don't understand how such negligence can happen. Such a big mistake. I'd be feeling the same way, pal. It's very strange because in my folder it said gallbladder everywhere. All they had to do was read it. It's not too scientific, he added. Bass told El Doce that he already had two sons but wanted to try for a daughter with his new partner. However, doctors explained to him that the chances of reversing the procedure are minimal. They told him that because of my age and the size of the duct, it no longer makes sense, he said, adding that artificial insemination is now his only option for having another child. So what?
That's not too bad.
So what,
is it his sperm?
Did he have some?
I guess
right,
they could extract it, but still, okay. I mean, that's a pain in the butt for
his
partner.
Did he have some frozen before he went into surgery somehow? You know, like
I mean, as long as the daughter would be genetically his.
I think it still exists, right? But also IVF. I mean, I really only know like U.S. prices and standards, right? So that's what I'm coming at this from. But IVF can run you like upwards of $30,000.
It was 20 for me.
So, yeah.
And
so
it failed.
It's a pretty high failure rate, too, so.
But the place was like, buy two, get one free. We just didn't get to the second one.
Oh, okay. After hearing the news, Bass then had to stay in hospital and undergo surgery a second time to actually have the gallbladder removed.
Might as well fix the vasectomy while you're in there.
Yeah, at least like, try
at least
to.
Reverse
yeah.
it and see what happens.
Yeah, the Ministry of Health, which... I guess is an Argentinian thing?
Yeah, probably.
Told El Doce that the case is under investigation. So there's a, I think we talked about it last week, 2 weeks ago. There's a series, I think Netflix, Amazon, one of those, called Dr. Death.
Oh, yeah.
There's a season one, and there's now a season two. I've seen both of them. If you have ever had questions about how... progress is made in procedures for, you know, radical procedures. Watch those shows. If you think that hospitals are all very safe places for you to go and that doctors are looking out for your best interests, it behooves you to watch this because you need to familiarize with yourself with a phrase called a second opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. 10 to 20 years. Hospitals are 10 to 20 years on average behind evidence-based practice. Yeah. So any research that comes out, your hospital's probably going to be 20 years. Like we, in the Northeast, New England area, our hospitals are a little bit more up-to-date. Down south.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
The Seattle's got some pretty good hospitals. Like,
yeah.
People will often be flown into Seattle from other places because they don't have the facilities or the experts or whatever.
That sort of makes sense, though, right? Like, you don't have to have the top of the line facilities that are only going to get used once or twice a year,
right?
Like in every little podunk town along the way,
right?
Yeah,
right?
That just seems efficient and cost friendly.
Yeah, a guy I know, Tony, who passed away recently. He had moved. He spent most of his life in the Western Washington, Seattle area, and then he was getting older. Him and his wife decided to. He's from Alaska originally, so they moved up. They got a place in Alaska. He got sick.
Yeah,
and had to fly him down to Seattle.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, wow, why did we even move?
Even in Hawaii, like, you know, if you're on one of the outer islands with something major medical, you got to fly to Oahu for the major island.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
Yeah, because that's where everything makes sense.
But even, like, places like Florida, say, you know, even like Miami, some people, I've known people who have flown up to Boston to get procedures done just because they're like, yeah, I could get this done in Hawaii, but these doctors are a little sketchy.
Yeah.
So, you know, go to Mass General, somewhere with a little bit of a better reputation.
And on the converse side, some people will go to South America for procedures because it's just cheaper.
Yeah.
I can get the trip and the procedure and the vacation in for the same price as paying American.
That's true.
So. Weigh your pros and cons on
medical
your own.
Tourism.
Yes, it is a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. I know someone who, in the last couple of years, had no dental insurance but needed a dental procedure done.
Yeah.
So she flew herself and her two kids down to Mexico to have the procedure done there for cash. The whole thing, round trip airfare for her and the two kids, coach, but, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
Round trip airfare, overnight stay for the three of them, the procedure, all total, was like 20% of what it would have cost her in the U.S.
Yep. Yeah.
And so she's like, I can't believe that it was that inexpensive. Like, yes, I had to have the procedure done, otherwise, you know, my face might have rotted off or whatever. But, like, I was able to take the kids on a vacation to Mexico, too, for, like, peanuts compared to what the actual procedure would have been.
But it also carries the stigma of, like, do you really want to go to Mexico to get surgery done?
Well,
and do you trust the Mexican surgeons? Do you trust the Argentinian surgeons?
As far as dental is concerned, sure.
Why not? I don't know.
I mean,
I've never done the research, but that's what will run through people's heads.
Yeah. I think dental is a more common one that's, like, less sketchy.
Okay.
So, but I know people that will do, like, plastics or, like, go to Columbia, get a BBL.
Would you go there to get LASIK eye surgery? You could be blind forever if that surgeon doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, but that can happen at any LASIK eye surgery.
Well, true, but part of this conversation is there's quality differentials between even American hospitals from city to city.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about country to country.
Yeah.
Right? So how important is it, and is it worth the extra price, is the real question that's got to run through your head.
I don't know how much of the, is it called a stigma? That preconception, that prejudgment of a medical procedure in Mexico, like how much of that is real or how much of that is just like because there's been a couple of horror stories that, you know, made the news and that kind of a thing. Like, people in Mexico go to doctors and hospitals and have procedures done all the time. We never hear about it. They're fine.
Yeah.
Right? The people get by just fine.
Well, and that's the trade-off, man. Right?
Yeah.
You have to weigh that against... How badly do you want it done?
Right.
So, yeah, there's Mexico, and then there, you know, like, it is, there obviously is a variation between different countries.
Yeah.
I was watching, somehow, I get in all these rabbit holes on YouTube.
Oh, we're going to judge you now.
I was watching I don't know what it's actually called, so street dentistry in India.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where they were like, oh, you need a tooth pulled? And this lady just sat down on the side of the dirty street, and he, like, basically took pliers and ripped her tooth out of her skull.
Did he have her chug, like, half a pint of booze or something first?
Not even.
Wow.
No, she didn't even get any pregame, or maybe she pregame before. I mean, I would.
Yeah.
So.
But it was really hardcore, and she didn't even, I mean, that woman was hardcore, like, she didn't, I think most, like, grown men would freak out, and she was just like, all right, yeah.
Having had a tooth pulled, it's ironic that that's all they do. Right, the American dentist will numb you first, but he still just goes in there with the pliers and wiggles it out.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing more scientific about it in America.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, all right, I'm gonna grab it and I'm just gonna keep pulling on it until it comes out. You ready? Like, I guess
basically,
so.
Basically, we're gonna take this string, right? We're gonna tie
we're gonna slam the door.
Because we're talking about people having things removed, what about tonsils?
I think that's so unnecessary, but it's a common procedure for children, especially.
Yeah.
They get frequent inflammation of the tonsillitis, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I still have mine.
And, I still have
mine. But I'm, like, one of the rare folks from at least my peers in school. They all had them removed.
Yeah,
all my family had theirs removed.
I don't think they do it as much anymore. When you think of it, I think your tonsils are in the lymph family, so they do filter things out. I think... all of our body parts are. I'm not a huge fan of removing body parts unless it's like appendicitis, it's about to burst, you know, you absolutely need to. I think we're born with all of our organs for a reason, and I think they have a purpose. But I do think in a lot of cases where kids were getting sick, I think there could be other less invasive, like, detoxification methods that would kind of clear out the lymph nodes.
Do you generally not believe in vestigial organs, like, across the spectrum?
Yeah.
Okay.
In removing them, right?
Well, I mean, vestigial means, like, unnecessary.
I think they're all necessary,
Well, but there are other animals within the animal kingdom that, through the evolutionary process, have unnecessary parts.
Well, do we know that though? Like, you know, well, is it possible that
science?
Is it possible that
no, I don't.
that these supposedly vestigial things are used like one time and then that's it?
Maybe. Right? I don't know.
You know, like
again,
how
it depends if you trust the science or not.
How useless, you know, are these things?
Gotcha.
But like I said, I was saying earlier in the show, people will say that about your gallbladder.
Right.
Eh, you don't really need it. I think you do. And I think a lot of people who have had a gallbladder removed, they might agree with me because now when they try to eat a greasy hamburger, they're going to be in a lot of pain. So I like eating a greasy hamburger right. every once in a while, and I want my gallbladder to be able to filter it out.
But that toss-up is not whether it does something or not. That's whether what it does is necessary for life.
Right.
Right. Like, if you don't need it removed, then you ought not have it removed.
Well, and that's
most
like,
things aren't necessary for life. I mean, you could survive without a lot of your organs.
Yeah, I know.
But then if you don't need to have it removed, you don't. But if it's acting up and it's going to cause further problems, you do.
Yeah.
One of my former roommates got shot when he was in the military, and they took out one of his lungs, so he's walking around with one lung. Also a super chain smoker, by the way, which seems kind of productive. But, you know, he was like, well, whatever. I die when I die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bleach their own.
But like get a fake lung put in and just filter the cigarette smoke into that one.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Okay. All right.
My philosophy on body organs and removal is only if necessary.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Yeah. Only if necessary.
Like, they don't go around taking out your appendix. They wait until it's about to blow, and then they go, like, okay, let's get this thing out of there.
Yeah.
Same with the tonsils, right? If you're not getting chronic tonsillitis, they're not just going like, okay, time for the routine tonsil
removal. Well, no, when I was a kid, though, it was like, oh, they got tonsillitis. Not chronic tonsillitis. They just got it the one time, and they're like, let's take them tonsils out.
Well, I also think there's a reason why they don't do that as frequently anymore.
Why?
Because you need them. Or they're beneficial, and they realize, like, maybe people are better off if we don't just jump right into scraping your tonsils out.
We've seen how Gen X turned out.
It's not really, like, that invasive of a procedure. I'm pretty sure you just solder them out of the back of your throat. Like, it's pretty, as far as, like, surgical procedures go, it's pretty...
Street tonsillectomies.
Yeah, just take this the soldering iron, and you're good to go.
You're going to burn the back of your throat there.
Yep.
Just hang in there.
Wow.
Some nice cool river water for you.
And then another big one is the wisdom teeth.
I've had those removed.
I had mine removed just because I was on my mom's insurance. It was good. And it was like, all right, well, you know, they're not really doing anything, but now's the time. You're going to have to spend a lot of money later if they start acting up. And they threatened me with the whole, your teeth might get crooked. And I was like, no, I don't want crooked teeth.
My teeth were already crooked. And then when the wisdom teeth came in, they actually made them slightly more straight.
Oh, that's cool.
So I was pretty happy.
Yeah, there's crowding. But why do we have them?
Well, it's to know
it's
when you...
It's vestigial.
It's to know...
At one point, they were useful, and now they are not.
It's so you know when you've become wise.
Yeah.
It's like a third layer of teeth when you're old.
Yeah.
We need that.
Yeah.
We've outlived the adult team.
Yeah. Some people might, you know, depending on, you know, how well they take care of their face or whatever. So 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us tonight. Coming up, a Willy Wonka event that ended up looking like a meth lab. Plus more. It's Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News Update. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters.
The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. Registered Republicans are particularly adamant, with 91% regarding it as a very serious issue, while 58% of independents and 41% of Democrats share this sentiment.
A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash brand is undergoing recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission is highlighting that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features. Those are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. LeBron James is the first NBA player to score 40,000 regular season points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to Free Talk Live. If you're not familiar with the program, visit our website over at freetalklive.com to find out more. We are a live call-in radio program where you can call, talk about whatever we're talking about, whatever you want to talk about. You change the subject, you don't like what we're talking about.
If you've got inside information on a tonsillectomy gone bad.
Or other,
the world.
Or other horrifying medical procedures, which seems to kind of be what we're talking about right now, at least in the past segment. The phone number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Before we go on, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. With fees of less than a penny per transaction, Dash is made for spending. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. So, You guys have seen Willy Wonka, or at least familiar?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen the new one.
Big fan. Yeah. Seen all of them.
Like
the latest one as well?
When? What do you mean by latest?
There's a new movie called like Wonka.
It's called yeah.
No,
musical.
I haven't seen that one.
It's before he
like, it's a musical?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Okay.
No, I've only seen
like
the one with...
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, and then...
Johnny Depp.
Yes.
All right. I believe it's pronounced Johnny Derp.
Derp?
Yeah, the R is silent.
Okay.
Everybody.
Johnny Derp and Amberhead?
Yeah.
Okay.
At any rate, one of my favorite musicians, Les Claypool.
Yeah. Yeah, Primus and the Chocolate Factory.
That's right. Yeah, he did a He did a whole thing, and like quite honestly, it was like it's the worst musical thing Les Claypool has ever done since he made it famous. Like Primus is a far superior thing.
Was Primus.
It
literally was Primus.
The other guys are his backing band, right?
I mean, yeah.
So, but at any
that's
rate,
usually how it is.
I saw them perform live, and they decided to bust out a couple of these Willy Wonka chocolate songs or whatever, and they were
you know
just,
what the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, they didn't fit with the rest of Primus.
Yeah,
it was like if you're gonna do something like that, you should do your whole show as that.
It was their experimental phase.
I think his whole life has been.
It has, and so he just kind of went a little further than he did before. And,
yeah,
and I think the popularity of that release is like one of their lowest like selling. And
maybe
Captain
I enjoyed the
Guar doing
Guar in the Chocolate Factory. Now we're talking.
If only Odorous were here.
Yeah.
At any rate, this from The Hollywood Reporter. Willy Wonka immersive event leaves kids in tears. Quote, it looks like a meth lab.
I mean, yeah. Have you seen the movie?
It doesn't look like a meth lab in the movie. I mean, the Gene Wilder one is fantastic.
I mean, I wouldn't say meth lab, but definitely more like mushrooms. More psychedelic, yeah. Definitely some drugs involved in there.
What was billed as an immersive experience, seemingly inspired by Willy Wonka movies, turned into the fire fest of unofficial movie tie-ins. An immersive experience that promised to transport Willy Wonka fans into a, quote, magical realm, unquote, has turned out to be such an epic letdown that customers called the police.
Wow.
And compared the attraction to a meth lab. Okay, so, first of all, if you're taking your kids to see something that is Willy Wonka inspired, it's supposed to be an immersive experience, why do you know what a meth lab looks like?
Because you've also watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Also, to compare it to the Fire Festival, I mean, that's pretty... Are you guys familiar with that?
I heard stories about it. I didn't really pay attention.
Yeah, it was...
What is a Fire Festival, Nikki?
It was a music festival.
It's F-Y-R-E, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it was supposed to be like a really high-end music festival, and I don't know, whoever the producer was of it just really... I think it was kind of scammy where they sold a bunch of really expensive tickets and then they were like, great, so now that we have the money, we're going to create this thing. But that's not really how a festival works. Like, you need to invest the money up front, create the thing, and then make your money back.
Right,
yeah. or have money to invest or borrow it from the bank or whatever. But they did not deliver. So you have all of these really bougie, rich Los Angeles people showing up to the desert with... very meager accommodations, which, so whatever.
Well, have you seen the pictures in this article?
No.
Okay, it is very meager.
Yeah, the UK event was titled Willy's Chocolate Experience, which, you know, says
in and of itself.
Yeah, that kind of sounds creepy, but anyways.
And charged customers $44 each. The attraction was not affiliated with the Warner Brothers movie Wonka, though the event's marketing came as close as possible to suggesting it was based on author Roald Dahl's creation. The ad copy invited fans to journey to a universe where confectionery dreams are brought to life that included mind-expanding projections, optical marvels, and exhibits that transport you into the realm of creativity and wondrous creations and enchanting surprises at every turn.
If I wanted a Wonka experience, it would be the tour of the chocolate factory as in the movie. Right? Like if you went to if you went and saw that, that would be amazing.
The event organizers apparently used artificial intelligence to generate promotional images that suggested a very high-quality attraction.
I think Nikki's looking at the pictures.
which looked just like the immersive and trippy Wonka-esque world that the ad copy promised.
I mean, this, this is really giving meth lab vibes. It's like the picture of the woman with the green, like, bowl-cut wig.
Oompa Loompa.
And she, I mean, I guess, maybe she was supposed
to be
Oompa Loompa.
She's supposed to be an Oompa Loompa, but, like, it's obviously, like, a normal-sized human, right?
But she kind of does look a little cracked out. And she has some sort of, like, beaker science experiment. Like
and isn't it, like, one of these crappy plastic fold-up tables that you get for, like, $30 at the Walmart or whatever?
Yeah, it's, like, for camping or whatever. Yeah. So I kind of, I understand where the meth lab comment comes from.
And there's one on each wall of the warehouse. There's nothing immersive about it.
And then there's just, like, a white wall with, like, a little tapestry hanging in the center of it that's supposed to be, like Candyland, whatever. But, yeah, it does look very, like, they didn't try very hard.
The results were somewhat surprising, and ticket buyers needed pure imagination to think that it looked anything like a fantastical chocolate factory. As reported by The Guardian, customers showed up in Glasgow to find a sparsely decorated warehouse with a scattering of plastic props, a small bouncy castle, and some backdrops pinned against the walls. Scotland police were even called to the scene.
They called the police. Oh, my gosh.
The event shut down, and parents said their children were in tears. All the event lacked was a man in a top hat telling customers, "You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir."
Why were their kids crying, though?
Because they wanted a tour of the chocolate factory, and they got a meth lab.
I don't know.
That's reasonable.
Is that traumatic?
Yes.
It's like, well, this sucked. Let's go do something different.
Children will often take on the reaction or react in a more intense way than their parents do. They'll have the same reaction their parents are having, but they'll have it more intensely.
Yeah. I guess, like, if the parents were like, oh, well, this is dumb, like, let's go do something else that's fun, maybe the kids would have been fine. But if the parents are, like, really upset about it, then the kids could kind of feed on that energy. I don't know, because it does look very disappointing, but I wouldn't, you know.
Like, if your parents told you, like, oh, we're going to go on a trip to Disneyland, get ready for the trip to Disneyland.
Yeah, and the nuts.
Everyone gets excited for Disneyland, and then you go to the park with them to feed the ducks.
Yeah.
And it's a meth lab in the park. Right? Like, you'd be pretty upset as a child.
They just put a couple of, like, Mickey Mouse, like, you know, cutouts around
the park.
Oh, there's,
you go to New York,
it's like
and there's
the
just,
band
like, a
from Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You'd be pretty upset, right? Because you got all these expectations in your head.
I went to Chuck E. Cheese as a kid.
Well, but if they said we're going to Chuck E. Cheese,
then you knew
you were going to Chuck E. Cheese,
there,
the expectations there. So it's got to match the expectations.
Yeah, if they said you're going to Disneyland, but you end up at Chuck E. Cheese, that's...
You're a little disappointed.
Yeah.
And you might not want the pizza, even though you really liked the pizza last time at Chuck E. Cheese.
Photos from the event went viral online comparing what was promised to what was delivered. And then they show, you know, a picture of one of the ads where it's all this, like, fantastical-looking thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then they show a picture next to it, which is obviously just an inflatable rainbow.
Yeah, so that's just, like, outright lying.
Fraud.
Yeah.
You gotta get the police involved.
Police were called to a Willy Wonka experience in the UK after hundreds of families were left scammed. $40 for entry. AI images advertised the event. The venue was an empty warehouse, and the staff were given scripts the night before, according to a tweet that went out with some of the photos. Somebody, the disappointed optimist, tweeted, "The Oompa Loompa from the knockoff Wonka Land experience looks like she's running a literal meth lab and is seriously questioning the life choices up until this point. If you scripted this, I would say it was too on the nose." there's a bunch of
hard
tweets
in here.
You have
to pay for money to, like, get the script the night before. I'm like, okay, we're going to go through with this. I want to be associated with this production.
Of course, one could argue that a Willy Wonka-inspired event that ended with angry parents and crying children is far more authentic to Dahl's novel than any of the recent Wonka movies.
Well played.
Yeah.
there was an update that said the event organizers refunded tickets and apologized for the very stressful and frustrating day telling customers, unfortunately, last minute we were let down in many areas of our event and tried our best to continue and push on through, and now we realize we probably should have canceled the first thing in the morning instead. And so shines a good apology in a weary world.
Yeah, cancel, I mean, refund, you know, yeah, be proactive with the refund. That would have been good business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Maybe you get a second chance. I don't. If you're the organization, I don't think you get a second chance on this.
Oh, and there's a second update. Actor who was playing Willy Wonka at the event speaks out, quote, "The script was 15 pages of AI-generated gibberish."
Nice.
Oh, no.
Seems like more an experiment in AI.
Yeah.
Let's see how well AI can produce a Wonka event.
Not very well.
Then they can blame the AI for not delivering the props. I don't know. The AI was supposed to order.
They're like, see, this is why we need to regulate this with the government.
Oh, God, don't give me any ideas. Jeez.
They already had that idea.
Yeah, they already have it. Yeah.
Like, this is a market event, and obviously this event will not go on again based on the market response to the lack of quality that was delivered.
Well, there was an update to this. I don't have the source for it, but someone else is redoing the event.
Really?
With the promise of, you know, being more in line with what the original event was supposed to be,
yeah,
I think.
I wouldn't touch it for at least a couple of years.
Well,
yeah.
I think they're trying to make good, right, and on the bad will for those people.
If it's the same people and they're trying
to, it's not
like,
the same people.
No? Okay.
It's a whole different person or company or whatever going like, well, we see how bad it was. Like, they could be event planners or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Just going, we can do it better, and we'll show you, like, why you should go with our business instead.
Yeah.
So it's a market opportunity for them.
Competition.
Competition. Yeah.
Yep. I got it. And that's good. Like, you know, if people are fans of this kind of stuff, you know, and they're sold, you know, what appears to be a thing and what's delivered is nowhere near that. Why? You know.
But if I were that event, it'd be like tickets at the door after you can already see what you get on the inside.
Yeah, if only government would work the same way, right? You know? Oh, well, if you're disappointed in, you know, how much money the government takes from you and how much they print out of thin air and inflate the currency and how poor of a job they do actually protecting and serving anybody except themselves, really, that they should just be out of business immediately.
Yep.
That'd be great.
Yep. And someone else could step in and provide the services that you want at a price you're willing to pay. Otherwise, you don't get the service.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. If only. All right. Anything else about Wonka?
Nope.
Good. No.
We've wonked off. That's not a segue. This is a segue. Guinea pig to become father to 400 after breaking into female enclosure.
Oh, man.
Oh, congratulations.
They should pair that guy up with the Argentinian vasectomy dude.
This is the
this is how you do it, homie.
This is what the insult that they levy, something like, that guy couldn't get laid in a women's prison with a fistful of pardons.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, man. That's awful.
Captive audience.
This is from ITV.com.
Literally.
Staff at Hatton County World in Warwickshire, couldn't understand why they suddenly had 100 pregnant guinea pigs on their hands until they released one of the male rodents, until they realized one of the male rodents had managed to escape his enclosure and infiltrate the female-only enclosure.
Nice.
Do you think?
It's like summer camp.
Do you think if I'm going out, I'm going out FCCing.
Before they experiment on me again, I'm making my way over there.
Yeah. This reminds me, actually, of somebody I was related to, elderly type person. Grandfatherly type. The grandmother had, you know, passed on, and he ended up going into, like, a nursing home.
Oh, yeah. And it gets freaky in the nursing home.
Oh, man. He was like, literally the cock of the walk, so to speak.
Yeah, you don't want to know what I've seen.
He was...
Our audience does, though, so if you want to share it.
He was the guinea pig in this story.
Right. I don't know if it's FCC friendly. I don't know if I can...
I mean, they're all guinea pigs,
...water
right?
it down.
He's not inseminating hamsters.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Who knows? You know? Who knows what kind of interspecies erotica is going on inside of the guinea pig farm?
Accidentally went into the gerbil enclosure.
Yeah.
I miss my donkey. Clerks 2, anyone? No?
Don't go to the donkey show in Mexico?
No, you have to have seen that movie to get that.
No, I did.
To get that one.
Yeah.
It was Kinky Kelly and the Sexy Stud.
And Kelly was a dude.
And right, the sexy stud was the donkey.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway. They noticed that the exhausted father-to-be, now nicknamed Randy,
nice.
had lost a little weight.
Well,
they do say that
overexercised.
They do say that intercourse burns many calories. Yeah. It's a fine form of exercise. So anyway, they noticed he lost a little weight, but did not realize why until they discovered he was actually a male rodent being kept busy in the wrong pen.
Oh, so he was already with the females. Okay.
He just walked around, but he was like in drag in the female enclosure, just pretending to be a chick the whole time.
Usually it's pretty easy to tell with the rodents.
Is it?
Once they mature.
Yeah, okay.
I've never kept rodents as pets.
Their testicle to body ratios are pretty, it's pretty high.
Yeah. It's a visible difference.
Visible difference.
Doesn't shrink with more activity as you release something. Because if he's banging 400 of them, and then like just
they said
just
he lost some weight, so
hiding in the sawdust when the scientists come around.
Yeah. Maybe the ladies were all like protecting him, like
they're like, this is our guy.
Yeah,
this is our guy.
The animal park, which he's the only one, right? Like he's the Highlander of what are these gerbils?
Yeah. Guinea pigs.
Yeah, he's the Highlander of these guinea pigs. Right, there could be only one, and he's the only one. And they're like, no, don't take him away. The animal park, which already has 300 male and female guinea pigs, is now readying itself for a population boom in the next few weeks.
Do they birth more? How many do they birth at a time?
It depends, but usually a lot. Okay. It'll at least be like four, maybe.
Okay,
four,
so it's going to go from 400 to like 2,000 then.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty big range. Like it could be anywhere from like one to six, probably. Maybe even more. I don't know.
Let's just say three
all right.
each. And how many do we say? 100. So it's another 300
and they're all
on
related.
Top of the 300 that they already have. So.
And now they're all related.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's going to be some incest going on.
I mean, maybe.
In that guinea pig cage.
They're all half-siblings of some kind.
Manager Richard Craddock said, one of our male guinea pigs managed to find his way into the female enclosure and had a very good time by the looks of it.
It was some disgruntled employee. I'm just going to set you in here, little guy.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Maybe they were just gruntled.
Okay.
We suspect a child may have placed him back in the wrong pen by accident after stroking him or Randy may have somehow broken out of his enclosure to get the females. So, they don't know, is what they're saying. They're like, we think maybe somebody moved him, but maybe he got in there by himself. We don't know.
How long was he in there?
That's a good question.
Was this like
enough to get like 100 of them pregnant.
Well, but this is like one night of passion, one week of passion?
Yeah, how
I think they're pretty fertile.
How frequent can a guinea pig, do the deed, in a day, right?
Has science tested this?
I don't know. Are you calling the science?
Yep.
Is there a breed of like mice or rabbits or whatever that just do this until they die? Like that's their way out?
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Oh, no Mork.
Mork and Mindy? Oh,
okay. All right. Pam Dauber, Inner Prime. Hmm. Anyway, we believe that the newly named Randy could have impregnated up to 100 female guinea pigs, which have litters of about four.
There you go.
So if you do the math, we could be expecting quite a baby boom.
I'm glad we don't have to do the math.
We don't know how long Randy was in the female enclosure, but it could have been several weeks, which would have given him time to go around the entire female population.
I'm sorry, Deborah. It's not your turn tonight. You have to wait another 14 weeks for me to get back around to you.
And then there's like one who's like talking it up, like, "Oh, it was the best I've ever had." And another was like, "Yeah, he was kind of Minuteman for me." You know what I mean? They're like having difference of opinion as to how good he was.
There's another one playing trying to play hard to get and just skip right over her.
And then she's like, "Hey." Staff did comment he looked a little thinner than before and has now rejoined his male friends.
With some stories to tell.
Clearly, he's got a lot of bragging to do, finishes the sentence here. Staff are now looking to build an extension to the guinea pig farm to accommodate Randy's huge brood.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, Randy has a huge brood. That's going in the notes.
Randy's huge brood.
Yeah. I almost snorted there.
I think for the males, it's probably just, I'm not finding too much like concrete information on this, but I think he could probably just keep going. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like the Energizer Bunny? Still going.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how it is for most male.
That was an era where commercials were good.
Well. So, like, the whole still going thing, you know, Energizer thing, like, these are rodents, right? There's a reason that there's phrases like, oh, they like, FCC like bunnies, you know?
Yeah.
There's something about rats or mice, too, right? They reproduce really quickly.
They do.
Right. As a survival prep, or even if you're homesteading, rabbits reproduce incredibly quickly, and rabbits are very edible. There is something that people always bring up when you talk about rabbits as a survival food, that if you eat too much rabbit, you do get sick.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard
that. If it's like your main source of protein for some period of time.
Well, they're really
mean.
Yeah.
You develop some sort of thing.
So
it's a deficiency, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so the idea is like, sure, it'll get you by in a pinch for some period of time, but you should not only just eat rabbit.
They say it's the most economic animal to, because like the feed versus what you, like the input versus the output and the initial investment.
Yeah. The feed to meat harvest ratio.
Yeah, it's allegedly the best.
Have you eat rabbit?
But.
Hassenpfeffer.
What?
Hassenpfeffer. Hassenpfeffer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's rabbit.
Okay.
Rabbits do.
Got it. I have not.
Okay. Are you saying, are you accepting that you have eaten Hassenpfeffer?
Yes, I have eaten Hassenpfeffer. It tasted very much like stew.
Okay. You have not, Nikki?
No, I have not ever eaten a rabbit.
What else have I eaten? Frog legs. Tastes like chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that. I hear a gator does, too.
Squirrel.
Chicken.
I've eaten squirrel.
Squirrel's another one that you can
get
crazy
eaten,
I mean, it doesn't really, like, it tasted different, but not bad.
You must not get a lot of meat. I've never had it straight up, but I've had it in a stew.
Yeah. Squirrel?
Yeah.
I mean, like, all the usual stuff. Bison I've had venison, right? You know, all the usual hunt. Duck, I've had duck, like, you know, wild shot and then, like, butchered and brought home and, you know, put in a pot in the oven for, you know, half a day or something, you know, kind of a thing. Roasted, I guess. So, like, you know, that's kind of, you know, it, I guess. I'm not a big fan of, like, seafood, generally. Like, I love fish, and that's the majority of it, right? But, like, shrimp are about, like,
so good.
I don't like squid.
Oh,
I don't
so
like
good.
Eel. Right? I'm not eating any of that.
So good.
603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us tonight. We've got a whole bunch more coming up for you, so don't go anywhere. It's Free Talk Live.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.